Hello and welcome to Bricks and Banner, the show with real talk from the custom LEGO community. I'm your host as always, Billy, and today's episode is a Citizen Brick Day special, but before we jump in, I have some announcements. First off, this is the 20th episode, and I really can't believe it. This podcast has been an amazing experience to work on, and I appreciate everyone's support and kind words when you reach out and share how much you've been enjoying it. I will continue to try and improve it in any way possible, so if you have any feedback, please let me know. I'm currently commissioning one of my best friends who is super musically talented to create an intro and outro theme song, which I'll be able to use to smooth out the transitions and just add an overall polish to the podcast that I think it's lacking. I'm really excited for it, and it should be ready for use by the next episode. Speaking of the next episode, however, I have some bad news. Up until now, I have tried to maintain a schedule of one podcast every week on Mondays. This has been a lot of work, but a worthwhile endeavor, and one I want to find longevity in and keep doing well into the future. Because of this, I am changing the upload schedule from here on out to every other week to avoid burning out on the podcast and giving myself some breathing room. I knew from the jump it wouldn't be sustainable to keep up that pace, but I was really excited to get going and I wanted to build up a really nice catalog of episodes for people to listen to. I'm really excited for what the future holds for the podcast. Things are only really getting started in my mind. I'm in talks with a lot of larger community members to get on the podcast, so stay tuned. With all that out of the way now, it was my pleasure to have had such great guests on the show to discuss and reflect on such a hectic event. Citizen Brick Day 8 is now behind us, but the hauls and trays are yet to come. So today, let's dive in the deep end of the CB Day madness with two of the biggest collectors in the game. Here's my conversation with Dash Bricks and Sket Brock. And we're here with Dash and Sket Brock. How are you guys doing?
I'm always good.
How about you, Dash?
Thanks for finally having us on here.
Finally. Long time coming. Had to get the iconic Ohio duo out here. How's Ohio living? How's it going?
It's a real gray day outside.
So, just a normal Saturday?
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll probably be snowing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then, 100 degrees on Monday.
Ooh.
Right.
Dude, today's was, gorgeous in PA, and literally yesterday, I was bundled up. It's ridiculous. I don't even know what to say. See, for people in PA, they'll joke about PA weather, but the more I look at it, I feel like every state's just like, yo, no, the weather here is just even whacker. I don't know. It feels like everyone's got a story about that shit, but... So, before we hop in, obviously, Citizen Brick Day just occurred a couple hours ago. We're all riding that high. Gonna dive deep on that. We haven't really even discussed it much in terms of hauls and your, experience with it. But before we go that far, let's just dive into your guys' brief little introduction and past. Dash, if you want to start us off, how did you get involved with, the custom third-party collecting and, just the community in general?
First, I really started buying the collector minifigures for my little brother.
Hmm.
And then, I started buying them for myself. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And, just looking online, I think most people find out about Brick Arms first.
Yeah. And, it's the gateway.
And, so I kind of started collecting those, and then, you find out about more stuff, Citizen Brick, Eclipse Graphics. But, yeah, I think somebody mentioned the site on your podcast before. What was it? It was one of those old ones,
Brick Warriors?
Brick Arsenal?
Yeah, Brick Arsenal, sure.
Yeah, so I think that was actually the first Citizen Brick stuff I got.
And, awesome.
I wasn't, I wasn't a huge CB collector right out the gate. I got a few things and then gradually got more into Citizen Brick, I guess, once I made an Instagram and found out about the stash and all that stuff.
Right on. When was that around that you got more involved in the CB game?
I think I made Instagram around 2018, maybe end of 2017. I'm not sure. But meeting all you guys, it's kind of
it's dangerous.
Influence on you.
It is. It's funny you say that to me because I feel like you're the bad influence for my behavior. But yeah, it's bad when you're all in a group just chatting about the stuff. It makes for some extreme purchasing habits.
We're all just a bunch of enablers.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
We'll definitely have to talk about how I met you to begin with at some point in this.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
But you know how I found out about you.
Right on. Yeah, just straight scamming. I mean.
No. What you did? Like, you posted. You posted like a haul of, like sprues and stuff from Citizen Brick.
Mm-hmm.
And you said not for sale, do not ask, or something like that. And I misread it, and I asked you like.
Oh, right.
Like, I was totally serious. I wasn't even kidding. And then, oh, my bad.
I remember that. Yeah, that was the first. And then just from there, I mean, you've been one of my greatest scamming buddies ever since. I love taking your money.
Means a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. And then how about for you, Skett?
I've been collecting custom minifigures for about 5 years now. But Dash put me on with CB, honestly. Mm-hmm. He only lives like 20 minutes away from me, so we trade pretty frequently.
Right.
And so, like, I would see all his cool stuff. And then he told me to check out Citizen Brick one day, and they had a Ferris Bueller pack, or Teenage Car Thieves.
Yeah.
And so I love that movie, so I got it, instantly hooked. And then, you know, a few years later, I joined a cult. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been hooked on CB ever since.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, just diving right in here. Like I mentioned, we're recording this the day of Citizen Brick Day, right after it's all go down. What's your initial reactions on how it went?
I think it went really well, honestly. I like that, just boom, nuke it.
Yeah.
Deal with all the fallout. For real, like, it was wild. It was like, it's for real Wild West. I'm like clicking all these tabs. I'm like, carjack, whatever, next one, give me the next one. And then you know, I come across the Illuminati. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, I gotta get this. Yeah. I don't even know what it is. I just paid $50 for it.
Didn't even bat an eye.
No, like, here you go.
What
Joe.
What brand would you do that with?
Oh, yeah, come on.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. $50. Like, here you go.
No, that was ridiculous. I totally missed out on those. I was hopping into our group chat afterwards, and I was like, people talking Illuminati. I'm like, what? Excuse me? Like, I know we're a cult, but I never heard the Illuminati get talked about before, so.
Keep that third eye.
But yeah, totally missed out on that one, so. But yeah, you like the single drop format as opposed to the waves?
Yeah, the only thing, like, for constructive criticism is I would have had, like, the new release tab still live and then put all the Citizen Brick Day release figures, standard figures.
Right.
I think there was a lot of backlash from a lot of people, so I think that's one way to avoid it. I think Joe did an awesome job handling it this year. You know, it's just a free for all.
Yeah, no, a plain and simple free for all.
Yeah,
I think this Citizen Brick Day did a lot better for kind of protecting against people just hoarding stuff, or it gave a lot more people a shot. Even though, like, the blind bags were set up to do that, except mm-hmm. those went super quick. It's debatable how much that really helped for the people who couldn't hack it with you know, the random figs, but. We could get into that more afterwards. How about for you, Dash?
I mean, I think it went well. You're always going to get something you like.
Right.
I think I liked it when there was one year that I think standard releases were kind of like before they really posted the Citizen Brick Day figures.
I remember that. Yeah, that was awesome.
I did like that. It would be nice if they came out like an hour before, you know, the madness really starts happening. But now, like, even the standard releases are selling out, and I don't think that really happened before.
No, not at all. This was insane. I mean, he had, like, 500 of the Tan Yakuzas, 500 Ripleys. Where are they? They're all gone.
Yep.
We're recording this 8 hours after, but, I mean, after five,
it was
10
minutes.
No, yeah, like...
It's crazy.
Even the stuff, like, the Chestburster is only down to, like, 30 of them. Like, it's nuts. That one had 500, too. Like, everything's out. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. It's a good day.
Yeah, for real. That's a good Joe. Day for Joe.
Man's sitting on a pile of money right now.
He's just, oh my gosh, was Scrooge McDuck in it. Just...
Yeah, splashing right in off the high board.
It's just insane to think about. I mean, there's literally thousands of products released today, and only five of them are still on the site. Like,
that's a good day.
That is a good day. But
yeah.
But yeah, so did you like the format this year with just a single drop or multiple waves? What's your preference, Dash?
At least you don't have to really deal with the stress that whole hour. What was that, power hour?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, another drop.
Another
yeah,
drop.
That was insane. That was too
like,
crazy.
Got your foot tapping and sweating.
Every
like,
5 minutes.
Hour.
That was insane. That was, yo, that yeah. was, I don't even know what to describe that as. That, I've never done drugs, but it's probably a drug-like experience. Just hour, just sweating palms, just high strung. That's got to be, like.
Yeah, I really think this year was better than that, though.
Yeah.
Because that time, like, you know, if people are buying just a flip, they have a lot more chances to try to get a bunch of stuff just to flip. Because they might not care what they're buying. They're just going to go for whatever.
Right.
Instead of, you know, trying to click on a certain one that you're trying to get.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually going to mention that before with Sket. Like, that's really the main... thing I noticed this year with having a single drop is that it gives a lot less opportunity for the flippers to get stuff. So when there's like multiple waves, you can definitely secure a few items per wave. But if there's only going to be one wave, then you're only getting a few items, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
But what it does do, which it didn't particularly encourage in the past when there was multiple waves and there's kind of a break in between, because then you could get your standard releases, you know, afterwards for the most part. Is now you're kind of encouraged to have like recruit a bunch of people and just have a bunch of workers to buy Scissor Brick stuff for you. So for the people who don't necessarily do that, that's kind of going to be the difference between people who are posting like mega hauls and people who checked out by themselves and they got a smaller haul. Still great stuff, but you know, the quantity will be different. Oh, no doubt. I mean, there's, you can't buy a piece of CB and then like lose money on it. Like, I've never seen it. The only thing is like some historical military, like some of the World War II Germans and stuff. Like, there's just so many of them. Like, not everyone's gonna buy full retail or over on that stuff. So,
yeah, that's a whole new world. I don't even know.
if you don't have somebody helping you, it kind of forces you to figure out like what you can live without, I guess.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, in a perfect world where you can't hire other people, it definitely forces a lot more strategy and people would be encouraged to trade with one another and stuff like that. So, can't have it all.
No.
Were you able to secure an Illuminati, Dash?
Yeah, I did. Like, I guess I just got lucky because, you know, every time I checked out, I would go back to the homepage, then click on the Citizen Brick Day 8 tab, whatever
you
call it. And then, you know, it would show up new stuff, and I guess the longer you waited, the more things were starting to say sold out. But yeah, that's when I clicked on. I didn't even get a chance to really read it. I don't think I normally do. I just kind of click by.
What was there, like a bunch of emojis in the description?
Yeah. That's all I remember, but I don't remember what it said.
Hmm. That'd be interesting if somebody had a screenshot. I'd love to see what it said.
Probably something cryptic. Yeah,
it'd be kind of cool if they had, like, some kind of archive that you through and read that stuff.
Yeah, like the Wayback Machine or something. Anything you guys would like to bring up about it before we head into just straight questions?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people shouldn't be so upset and discouraged about Citizen Brick Day. It's literally impossible to make everybody happy. And if you scored even just one item, you still should be like, oh, yeah, I fucking did it.
Right. Yeah, it's hard managing
how much you get. I think most people would be upset about the one thing they missed or something like that. I mean,
yeah, it's just kind of like the human nature.
Yeah, I mean, I think I did. I think I did kind of well. I'm sure other people spent a lot more than I did.
I didn't get any misprints.
Oh, boy.
I did get a medium lavender pinhead.
Yeah, that was cool.
I guess that's like a misprint, but you know what I mean.
Was it...
Yeah.
was it actually like a, you know, the regular pinhead, or was it just an actual pin on like a random torso or something?
Oh, no, it was like the bowling one and everything.
Okay, somebody mentioned a lime one. I didn't see that, and I haven't seen anybody share pictures of it either. I've only seen the pinhead on a tracksuit or something.
Yeah, there was this really unique lime pinhead with just the red stripes on a lime and red tracksuit.
Yeah.
That one was really
No
weird.
Eyes on it. Yeah, that
right,
one was really
right.
Cool.
That was a funky item in the mix. It was cool that there was a bunch of old products that made it up onto the site for a brief bit for people who totally missed out on those in the past. That was a good opportunity for them.
Yeah, there was Leon's. There was the, X-Files.
Bob Ross.
Yep.
Yeah, a bunch of good stuff. Charlie Brown's.
Yep.
The Pinata Dogs, stuff like that. So that's cool for people who are interested in that. And those would have had a little less competition, so somebody really needed it, they probably were able to secure it. But yeah, it's difficult for people to kind of manage expectations because the grass is always greener sort of deal. So it's like, oh, I got this, but I got car jacked on this thing and this thing and this thing. So it's difficult. But this is honestly like the first Citizen Brick day. I feel like if I had just walked away with the general releases and some of the random bags, I would have been totally set. Like, all the standard releases here weren't just that weird, quirky shit that Joe likes. Like, it was some badass, innovative stuff.
Yeah, all of them were gold.
I mean, they all took it to the next level. Like, the arms on the straight jacket for Lecter, full wrap tattoos, Ripley's flamethrower, and badass, jumpsuit. Like, it was just all bangers.
I'm surprised that the chest buster isn't sold out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's close to it. What are we trying to say, Dash?
Oh, I do wish on the Hype Man if they did like a full molded chain.
Right. That would have been cool. And I totally forgot about that.
It kind of limits the use of that torso with mm-hmm. the clock glued to it.
Yeah. And also, like, then you can't really use the clock either elsewhere because it's not going to be able to get it off. I totally forgot about Hype Man because I keep going through the Instagram, but because it got taken down for suspicious reasons.
That's actually one I missed out on.
Oh, really?
I got a misprint, but I didn't get the standard version.
I might have an extra for you. But so that one seemed to be cease and desisted, I suppose. But it still made it up on Citizen Brick Day for sale. So that was, at least you didn't have to get it some backdoor way.
Right.
He probably had too many invested into it to not sell. Like, he's got a 500 quantity or something. Like, you're not going to just peddle those at shows.
Right.
I'm curious how many there were.
He could.
I'm sure he could, but... I don't know. The thing that really sucks is I love to know the quantities on things. So I do, I'll go in and, add the 999 quantity, check how many's there, and then check out with my one, right? But
nobody got time for that.
Exactly. There was a long time that you could get away with that. And the day I learned you couldn't is during the Cornhead Halloween release. I checked the quantity on it. And up until then, I'd been perfectly fine. I could always do that. And that one, I checked quantity first. And then I put it to the cart. And then they were all gone.
Dang.
Yeah, I think I missed out on the Indian corn originally.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a good thing, being friendly with certain people in the community, other people are willing to help you out.
For sure. Yeah, no, I think that was discussed maybe on Parker's episode. But just having a community of closer friends that you have to, if I miss that drop, well, I'll get you on the next one if you miss something. So that's always good to have.
Yeah, now the stuff's just so valuable. People are like, fuck you.
Give me that DSP, baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do it.
It happens. The funniest thing is our buddy Alex, California compliant, he started using the DSP lingo just like as I think I said it in our podcast. And he was talking to me, he's like, yeah, I was at this thrift shop, but it was like a bougie one, so everything was DSP prices, and I walked out. I'm like, bro.
Who actually started saying that? I feel like it was Nurse.
It had to be. It had to be him.
Like, I thought that was It's Your Boy.
Oh shoot, maybe. Oh man, we would know if there's a screenshot for it. I have no idea.
It's one of the two.
Thing I remember from him is, do you even use it?
Yeah, do you even use it?
Hell yeah, I use it. It's in my collection.
That's such a weird argument. Like, I can understand, because from the military users and that audience, it's all about, like, well, how can I use this part? Like, I'm not going to buy it if it's just going to be a shelf piece. But to diminish, like, people's value in that item just because they're not playing with it like Legos is crazy. I don't know. How would you guys respond to that? Because I'm sure you get that in DMs, especially in the past when it was more of a prominent response against you guys collecting.
I kind of buy stuff not with a plan to use it. Like, I feel like I'll use it eventually. Like, I mean, I like to have options of things to throw together. I mean, I know I don't do any cool edited posts, but I mean, I like just throwing figures together and posting them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's what you get out of the hobby. It's fun. Just for you. I mean, people get gatekeepy. All right, so we put on the Bricks and Banter Instagram for people to send in some questions about Citizen Brick Day specifically. And this is honestly, especially in such a short time, because I posted it midday. This is probably the most responses I've gotten for any sort of question. So we're just going to run through as many as we can. I'm sure there's a bunch of doubles. I haven't even really looked through the question so far. But first up, we got how many tears were shed? Any tears from you guys?
Tears of laughter.
I was a little upset about not getting as much of the mystery items that I wanted to.
Like the mystery packs?
I was trying to go for at least like 10 of each. I didn't even get any of the accessory ones.
I missed out on those too. Not going to name names here, but it was the funniest thing when somebody shared that they broke their phone because they threw it. Oh my god, I was rolling. That...
yeah.
That was bad. That was like...
Wes get laughing so hard. Was that him?
Yeah. That shit is funny as hell.
Anyways. Actually, here's a question that's not about Citizen Brick Day, but, you know, as we're all Filth Lug associated, we might want to just touch on it real quick. Filth Lug, joke or projection?
Filth Lug is a movement, man.
It's a movement.
It's a whole ass movement, you
damn
know?
Damn straight. We made it big time. We're in Eclipse Graphics products now. What you going to do?
Established. Established.
Vic's so wholesome, though. I'm surprised he'd actually release something like that.
It is. People are surprised by that. But, I mean, we've made it major now. I mean, there's been controversy. There's been haters. But... Filth Lug always rises to the top.
Must rise above.
Here's another thing. I'm looking through these questions. A lot more CB related than specifically CB day. So let's just, I'm just going to go with the flow. What is the single most expensive CB part that you have sold? So head only, torso only, etc.
Oh, ask Dash that. That's Dash question.
I know I've given you some good head, Dash, for yeah, premium but... price.
You know, DSP
good stuff. Dude, I can't think of anything that I've sold for a significant amount. Let me think. I did sell a glow in the dark what was it, the American Psycho one.
The head for it, the Bateman something.
Yeah, I think I sold the head with like a regular body. I've never seen any misprint bodies of that one.
Yeah, neither have I actually.
But yeah, I think I sold it for like 300 maybe.
That's killer.
That's nutty. That is nutty. See, I thought I was doing good selling you some head for 100. That is
those are
big.
Days. Those days are gone.
Those $100 for head is cheap, boys. You heard it here first. That's some cheap head.
You can't get good head anymore for $100. You cannot do that.
Now, that wasn't a figure I was, like, you know, advertising to sell it. Somebody came to me trying to buy it, and I'm like, well, I'm not looking to buy it, but, you know, if you want to, if you make me an offer I can't refuse, yeah, I guess I'll.
Right. It's not like you were soliciting it for sale for a crazy amount. It's just like, well, if you want it, you're going to have to pay. Like, if you want it that bad, I'm not going to stop you.
Now, there are figures I've tried to sell for a lot, and they just didn't sell for what I was asking for them, like Light Flesh Griller.
How much were you asking on that?
I think I put it on eBay for like 300 or more best offer. I don't think I even got any offers.
Yo, but you never know with that kind of thing. That is surprising to get no offers, though. Especially because Parker likes to give you that $1 offer and be like, oh, we sell for a dollar? Yeah, it's me, the CEO.
That's why you got to put in the minimum offer.
Right.
So you can avoid dickheads like him.
But yeah, I mean, you never know. I'd had that that reddish brown gimp that I'd put up on eBay for 500 just to dick smoke and play around, and ended up selling it for way more than I would have expected. Obviously not 500, but use it to kind of just advertise and get the word out.
You sold it off eBay though, right?
Yeah. I think that was I think I ended up with the 400 on that, which was
that's pretty good.
Yeah, substantial
for one figure. Yeah, that's pretty good.
The only thing that sucked though was I really didn't expect to sell it. So I had like when he reprinted all the gimp heads just like in the random colors, which also huge regret to not buy more of those when those are in the bin. Like there was literally like bags of them. Like he even had it out front in the trays. But anyway, besides that point. I had gotten a white one of those, and that's what I put on the figure as filler just to be like, well, I don't know, just something to advertise it. And then once it came around to actually selling, I was like, well, I'm not going to say no. Like, I guess I got to sell the head now.
I grabbed so many of those heads from Brick World Chicago. I think I hardly have any left because, you know, Hoarder, he tries to get them all. So I think I've traded him a decent amount.
Right.
And, you know, he makes all my sticker designs, so I got to trade him something.
How bad has he got you?
Like a quarter of your collection, a third of your collection?
He usually like send me some pictures or I'll offer him something I know he'll want.
Nice.
But no, his designs are awesome, so it doesn't even sting that bad getting rid of some of this fire.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the stickers are just hysterical as fuck. I mean,
Shout out to Hoarder.
Shout out Mike, you're the best. All right. Any tips to avoid getting cart sniped? Get fast. Get good. Yeah. That's it. Hack into the mainframe.
No, but you have to use Shopify.
Yeah. Yep.
You have to.
Shop Pay is the move.
Yeah. I'm using PayPal and I'm getting rocked.
Your bank puts a hole in your card.
Oof. I learned that last year. Well, the year before, I think.
It's happened to me on two different CB days.
That's tough. Yeah, I always call the bank beforehand now and be like, hey, there's going to be a lot of sus activity. Just let it all go through. I don't care if one of them is in, I don't know, Algeria or something. I don't know. But just let it go through. I'll take that loss if I can secure the Citizen Brick. Just some Indian prince needs my social security number. Let it go through. If it's Citizen Brick Day, I'll just let it happen.
That's the day to scam.
That is the day to scam. Everyone's guards down. It's a national holiday for me. Just scam.
National scamming day.
Yeah, I think the only thing better than Citizen Brick Day is like actually going to HQ.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, conventions are good too, but HQ, that's Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory level stuff. Or that's like, that's the best.
It's the best stuff. It's the weirdest stuff.
True though, because I've went to HQ and they didn't really have any new things. he felt bad and made like those chain torsos because you know he had a few visitors coming. I know Jason. He visited the week before me and Skett went. I think who else showed up that day?
Wyatt.
Captain Wyatt.
But yeah, going back to the Shop Pay real quick, game changer as compared to PayPal, which is going to take you off site and then you have to go back onto the Citizen Brick site. What was also whack is I noticed the night before is that he actually has like the buy now option on the site. So you could just click that and go straight to the Shop Pay and not have to go into the cart. And he removed that for Citizen Brick Day, which is kind of funny. Yeah, but
that was lame.
That would have been huge. But I mean, that could have even just made the craziness even worse.
Yeah, you could have been sniped on even more.
At least I have like a marginally better chance because I'm used to having to go to the cart. So, you know, maybe it was better off for me without the instant Shop Pay. All right. Does having a fast internet connection affect your hauls? I mean, it definitely won't hurt. Like, if you're in the middle of Ohio somewhere in a field on your phone, you ain't getting anything.
Right, using right. PayPal.
Using PayPal.
I think I mentioned it in the chat like yesterday. I think Citizen Brick 3, I didn't really know what was going on. And, you know, I was trying to add multiple things like a noob would. And, I didn't end up getting anything cool.
Oh, right. You meant, yeah, because you were at like a fair or something.
Yeah, I was at like a flea market.
Yeah, I mean, people ask for advice or like tips, and this one's just so common sense to me now that I kind of forget, but this is all that you really need to know. If you see something, just add it to the cart, single item,
and buy it,
and out, and you're out. That's it. You can't try for multiple. There's no way. There's no way in hell.
If you're doing that, you still might get screwed.
Yeah, exactly. If you're getting cart jacked with one item, what are the odds on two? Like, are you serious? Yeah, the cart jacking was rampant today. I mean, I don't even know how many things I had in cart and just... The thing that sucks is when you get cart jacked once, it kind of sets you off a momentum because then you're like going into the wrong areas of the page where it's already getting filled by somebody else to buy stuff. Like, it's a rough one, but all right. What do you feel like was the most interesting item you got today?
My Illuminati, bro.
Yeah, that piece was sick.
Yeah, that's definitely the one you'd be most curious about if you don't know what the hell you're getting.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't. Like,
even with the mystery figures, you have an idea because you know they posted the preview,
right?
I did get that one too. I'm guessing that I guess I'd say that's the most interesting. Also,
I think for me it'd probably be my Olive Norwegian enthusiast I grabbed. I've been trying to get a Norwegian misprint for so long. Seeing Parker's kills me. I want that one so bad.
Cool misprint?
Yeah, I mean, like the face is still white. But there's white print on the torso, so it's not like I'm going to really skin tone swap it. But yeah, olive legs and torso. Normal guitar, but...
I bet it's fly, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool one. I found a high-res image on it, too.
Yeah, I think I only have, like, the one misprint head I got from you is the magenta.
Right, yeah.
10 dinosaurs. He's got a lime. He's got a lime one. He's up the trade.
Right. I messaged him about the humongous, as I'm sure everyone did, but
of course I did.
We all fall for the same traps.
Yeah.
Well, he said he's looking for those maybe I shouldn't say so somebody else will try to get you, but the thing he's looking for, you should be getting a bunch of them with your mystery bags.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think.
Probably. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Right, right. Wink, wink.
Yeah,
okay. You
definitely have a better chance of getting that than I would.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll DSP for it. You know.
There you go.
Okay. I'm usually the one to DSP, but sometimes you gotta get DSP'd.
It's part of the game.
Exactly. So, were you guys upset with the speed that everything was selling out? I know for many people that would be the case, but. As a bit of a veteran, how are you guys feeling about that?
I mean, you can never have enough. So,
right.
And that stuff flew out the window. I was like, man, is it all gone for real?
Yeah.
Like, I started scrolling all the tabs again. Sold out, sold out, sold out.
I mean, this is honestly, I feel like, one of the fastest I've seen things go by.
It's just so big, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. Right. More fans come aboard.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way for him to even gauge how much to make. Because, like, you would think, like, a 500 production run on something, like, that'll be there for a bit, right?
Yeah. No. Everybody wants the same stuff.
it's wild.
Yeah, with there being, like, so many options right out the gate, of course it's going to last a second at least. But, yeah, that's crazy how fast so many things sold out. What was it, like, 20 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, stuff.
20 minutes, everything was pretty much sold out.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's a wild day. It was an exciting day.
No, yeah, for sure. It's a good day. How was getting the early access? For people who are unaware, I'd posted on my story a meme just jabbing fun at one of Nurse's legendary comments. So there's no early access for big shots or Hall of Famers. There's no such perks like that. It's just a joke. Get a little trolling in. Some mental warfare.
Dental early access.
Yeah, supposedly. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
There was like a couple test items that went up earlier on in the day. Somebody checked out with them, but they got refunded. So
yeah, a little birdie told me all that information.
A little birdie.
Damn, if you could only make emojis and sound, dude, I'd make that stupid ass one.
What, the one I always use?
Yeah.
I love that thing. That's actually, I don't know how much you guys have seen of the True Red stuff, but on the back of the astronaut helmet, there's a face super similar to that. And he made, like, the stickers. And I love that face so much.
Oh, that's too good.
I don't know if it was inspired by that, but it had to be. It's so close.
Yeah. All right, I need one now.
His stuff's cool. I haven't got too much into it yet.
I'm too deep already, and it's scary. It's actually, it's a problem, bro.
I do want that astronaut, though, that one.
Yeah, that one was really good. He put up with his last drop for, like, super, super cheap. I don't think he called them fuck-ups, but it was something like his mistakes or something like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I did check out his site on that.
Yeah, they went super fast, and people were talking to him afterwards, and he's like, I had no clue people would want that. Like, so, all right. How many kidneys did you spend? Lots of questions in that
Seven.
Kind of vein. Seven. How many people did you have to sacrifice to get early access?
42. No.
Perfect. Just knocking these questions out.
I'm here.
Who do you... Okay, this is perfect. Who in the community do you hate the most, and why is it Parker Krex?
Thinks he knows everything.
Thinks he knows everything.
That's too deep of a question. I can't answer that one that fast.
Yeah, I mean, we can't dedicate a whole podcast to why we hate Parker. You know, we'd be here all night.
tries to silence you with his lawyers.
Dick Loot!
Krex and Goldenberg or whatever.
Did you guys know a fun fact about Parker, though? He has the Spring Breakers set.
Shut up. Get out of here.
Is that like $20,000?
Well, I thought you were going to say something, actually, that I didn't know.
Like, oh.
I was so excited. I was like, oh, this is cool.
You were like, wait, what does Parker really have? Oh, God damn it, Spring Breakers. That's the only fucking thing he has.
This is another good question. I actually really like this one, since we all have a certain color that we really fancy and try to collect and we seek during these sort of drops. So for you guys, for Dash, why do you collect lime green? Scat. Scat.
We out here scatting on fools. Scat.
Sket, why do you like medium lavender? And for me, I collect the pink colors. I don't have a particular reason. I always thought they were kind of just a funny one to collect, and it's a nice bright color. A lot of prints look good on it. I've always personally just kind of liked... If coral was an easier color to come across, coral would have been my color. But, like, I always wear, like, colored coral or pinkish shirts, so... I don't know, I just like the color. It's a good color. Which, coral?
Until, like, what was that? The Pinheads?
Yeah, yep, yep.
That's when I found out about that color.
I mean, I think that's when he started ever printing on it. Except for commissions, if somebody had done it, but...
It's a nice color.
It is a sexy color, bro. There was one coral that dropped of the new military figure.
Yeah.
That torso. That is, yo, the military actually went hard this System Brick Day. I'm disappointed I didn't get more of it.
I tried to buy some. There was some medium lavender.
Yeah, right.
Hardjack.
This is a good year to be a military fan.
Yeah.
What were you trying to say, Dash?
Oh no, I was just saying that's the only exception for military. Get it in your color.
Right, yeah. Right. Any particular?
That was that regular figure that was released today. I don't remember what it was
called. Oh, yeah, of the military guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any particular reason that you fancy lime green, Dash?
I mean, I like the color green, and I feel like, I don't know, you just kind of end up with a lot of a certain color, and then it kind of becomes your color.
Right.
I think that's how it happened with me, really, but I mean, I like all the colors, but yeah, that's a cool one.
How about for you, Scott?
I am a Thanos fanboy, and Thanos is medium lavender in the Lego world. So by default, I love medium lavender.
Word. That actually kind of brings up a good point between the two, and a better way to ask the question is just, was it more of like an intentional thing that you sought out, or did it kind of just amass that you ended up with a bunch of these colors and you're like, well, I do like this one, so I guess I might aim for more of that. Like, I was talking to Jake, comfier than normal, Lego, whatever. Mm-hmm. He has two accounts, but he was talking about the dark, he posted his dark red Wasteland Drifter, Biker, whatever it's called, and he got a few dark red things. He got a grunt and stuff. And I'm like, well, you have no choice now. Dark red is officially your color. Like, this is just, it's just how it is. So how was it for you guys? Seems like Sket, he gave a more intentional choice to collect lavender, and you just sort of amassed, huh?
Yep, you pretty much hit it on the head.
Yeah. Was this year worth the hype? Yeah, I think it exceeded. Like,
definitely.
There's always a lot of hype that goes around, and then you, for me, because I'm kind of in between the collector community and military stuff, you don't really see the enthusiasm echoed in the military community because everything kind of revolves around pop culture stuff or random colors. But I've seen a lot of positive discussion about the new figure releases, so I feel like the hype was definitely warranted this go around.
Yeah.
What's with the Harley torsos?
What Harley torsos?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't even know.
How much
those
is your...
are the ones that you got to go to the dealership for?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Right.
You get a motorcycle and they give you like 20 of them, right?
I think if you ship your System Brick Day order to a Harley dealership and then go to collect it, then they give you a Harley torso. I think that's how it works. It's like a really long Skyrim quest that's really convoluted, you know?
Oh, I thought they just had bowls of them and you can just get one just for walking in.
Like the free mints?
Yeah, it's like candy. Yeah.
Right.
Instead of a lolly, you get a torso.
Yeah, I mean, they're for the kids.
This is obviously a question neither of us are going to be able to answer. Well, any of us. Is just, how much is your CB collection worth, besides being priceless to you?
Probably about 1.2, I don't know, billion. Give or take.
Give or take, with a few decimal points.
Give or take, you know.
That's just the CB.
Say Ohio.
Say Ohio.
Say Ohio. Send those pictures in, listeners.
Oh, we actually got, I think, 3 banger questions out of our buddy Seth here. How the fuck did both of those dudes get so goddamn cool? Great question.
Oh, what an angel.
Seth, he's the best. He is the best.
He is a little angel. I don't have an answer. I'm blown.
I mean... You might get blown. Who knows?
I think, yeah, I think the next episode should be Zach Brickman and Mike Akizuchi.
Yeah, yeah, a double episode. You know, two different people. You know, same episode, just like this one, right? Yeah. Of course.
I hear they're good friends and they live pretty close together.
Yep, yep. Do you feel like this is funny that you segued this because this is his next question? Do you feel like Mike Akizuchi is bad for the Lego community?
I think he's a pretty nice guy, actually.
I think he's an upstanding individual and a beacon of hope for this community.
Yeah, like if someone took the time to talk to Mike, they would be like, oh, that's a pretty cool guy.
Right. And I mean, ain't nobody better doing, you know, a biker torso commission from Citizen Brick. That's so cool that Mike Akizuchi would do that, right?
So genuine
with all of us, or at least showed us how to find them.
Right. He gave us the the treasure maps. X marks the spot of the Harley Davidson dealership.
No, he gets a lot of hate for what he posts. Not a lot of people have the balls to post stuff like that.
Oh, for sure. And there's a lot of balls. There is a lot of balls there.
Though. I love his content.
Yep. Something so controversial yet so brave.
Right.
But last question from our buddy Seth here is, why does Sket hate UV so much?
Sket hates UV because that shit is straight up garbage. UV, man, it just feels like wet sandpaper or something. I don't know.
I'm not going to stand for this UV hate, but I can understand why.
I'm just an absolute
You're an absolute pad slut, and that's okay.
Straight up.
Don't. I'm not going to slut shame you. It's okay to be a pad slut, but UV gets a bad rap. There's a lot of trash UV out there. It sucks.
No, I do. I do own some UV though. You know,
the horror.
I do. It's true. I own some of Victor's products. You know, Shout out Eclipse. But I think that's the only UV that I own. There's always exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't get swollen Lego nipples with pad print.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't.
UV haters hate them. How are you going to get the Lego nips?
How are you going to get those
those pepperonis.
Those pepperonis.
It's not the same when you can't feel it.
God. That's... All right. What is your guys' favorite or least favorite Citizen Brick figure all time? If something comes to mind.
My favorite Citizen Brick figure is easily Gucci Mane. Easily.
Yo, that is true. Yeah, I don't know why I hadn't even considered the Spring Breakers like that far back. That's a good ass figure.
Yeah. Citizen Brick figure, there's a lot in their catalog that could be the best one, but right. I just really like Gucci Mane, so Gucci Mane's my favorite.
Standard releases or just misprints, anything?
Let's just keep it a standard. Or, like, say, a promotional fig, stuff like that.
I do like all the promotional figures, but, I don't know. I think I posted, like, a top 10 before, but those were mainly misprints. I think I posted my Brown Bruce Lee.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But if we're talking standard, I don't know. That's too hard.
Yeah, it's
a tough question.
It is. It's
like I said,
wide.
There's a lot of good options.
I mean, first one to come to mind for me is like the just V2 Ink Enthusiast and stuff like that. But I also loved the OG full Christmas sweater guy. That was one I'd wanted a long time, and that was really, really sweet to actually get eventually.
Yeah, that was a promotional figure, right? With the blue.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He. That's a great figure.
How did you guys feel about their
official now, isn't he?
That's true.
Yeah. Well, no, the torso, the sweaters are always a little bit different, so the ones that he's released. How do you guys feel about there not being a freebie item for this, well, the past two Citizen Brick days, actually?
So, I don't think it's necessary. I think that the freebies are only there to promote sales, and I don't think it's necessary. I don't think you need anything to stimulate sales.
That's actually a really good point, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to spend the money anyways. It is cool when we do get the freebies.
Yeah, I've always seen it as a bit more of like a thank you for purchasing sort of deal.
Yeah.
So that's why I'd still love to see them again. But that's a really good point, that it's kind of a promotion to get people to reach a certain threshold of purchasing. And now that's just, there's no need. I mean,
you already got the stud club items and all that.
Right.
It would be cool if they put up the mystery head packs or something on there.
Yeah, stud club. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We need the Joe Fig to be a stud club thing.
Absolutely.
Like new, a thousand points gets you a Joe or
new stud club rewards coming soon.
Yeah.
Last up here before we move into the final segment, which isn't Copper Drop. We're just switching it up, but if CB were listening, what is some constructive criticism you would give to make next Citizen Brick Day go better? I know you mentioned briefly in the past just having a separate wave just a little bit earlier, maybe 30 minutes, an hour, of the production releases, and I'm 100% for that. That'd be a really good change.
Yeah, I just think somehow you have to separate the standard figure releases from the misprints and one-offs. And then the throwback ones too, you know what I mean?
Yep, yeah. Would you guys want to see the same format again, just one big drop, or go back to waves, go back to a power hour, all blind bags?
I think the power hour was the worst one, honestly. It was very difficult.
Yeah.
I like today's a lot. CB Day 4 was really good too. I know that's like a throwback, but
yeah, that was like kind of just a traditional sort of one.
Yeah, I think today worked well. And like Skett said, if they had the standard stuff in a separate category or something, that would probably have been perfect.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I used to like the ones where it would have multiple waves and kind of just turns into a full day thing. And I mean, even without it, it sort of turns into a full day sort of activity just because you're chatting with everyone back and forth about it afterwards. Yeah. But definitely, I feel like into the future for me personally, it'd be a lot more convenient if it's just a one and done, log in for this time, a couple minutes, and then I got to dip out or something. But
yeah, freed up my whole day. I didn't have to do anything the rest of the day. It was awesome.
Right. Freed up my whole day to just bullshit with the boys.
Yeah.
And have a lot of chats to catch up in after we get off of here.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We've been missing for a whole hour. Oh my God.
Are they okay?
Are they still alive? Are they still collecting?
Yeah. Do you even use it?
All right. So instead of copper drop, I felt like that'd be a bit redundant to go over Citizen Brick Day drops, just because, like, obviously bought them if we could, if it was possible to. So in the vein of the game of Fuck, Marry, Kill, where you have to pick one that you'd spend forever with, one that you would, you know, you kind of like, you'll flirt with a bit, and then one that you'll absolutely murder and never see again, we have Sealed, Flip, or Destroy. One that you're going to keep for your collection, one that you would resell, and one that you're going to obliterate the same way you might a, what did TMC call those? The
Buff Emancipators.
The Buff Emancipators, exactly. So for Sealed, Flip, or Destroy, we have the Yakuza Tattoo Enthusiast V3, Ripley, or Hannibal Lecter. You could go first, Skett. Sealed, Flip, or Destroy on those.
That's tough. All right, so I think that I would have... Which Yakuza?
Oh, that's a good point. Let's just keep it tan. Keep it tan.
Tan? Okay, so you opened that bad boy. I feel like there was ample of that, and it's a fantastic figure. Like Parker said, it is like the Mona Lisa of minifigures, for real.
Yeah.
It's a nice one. I'd like to put that one in my collection.
Okay.
All right, and then I guess we'll give... What's the other ones? Ripley, and what's the other one?
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter. All right, so we're giving the toddler the Ripley. And then we're going to, you know, see the flip where Lecter. Hannibal would end up. Because I feel like Hannibal, there was a lot of steam behind Hannibal, too. Like, a lot of people were like, man, I missed out on him.
Yeah.
Get him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he was a surprising one that went out. I mean, again, it's just surprising that all the normal releases were, like, gone.
Yeah.
It was nutty.
Yeah.
I might actually have a similar list to you, but first up, you could hit it off, Dash.
I feel like I'm basically the same. I mean, you got to keep the Yakuza, even though that's probably the one that'd be
the flipping the most
out of it down the line.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to say flip with that one just to shit. I don't know. That just makes the most sense to me. The Yakuza. Now keep. I guess I'd go with Hannibal Lecter. That one's pretty interesting. Now, I've seen a few custom companies already make that figure, but Citizen Brick definitely
takes the cake.
Yeah, they changed the game with that one.
Yeah. I mean, the best one I had seen in the past, which was super creative, and I almost regret not getting. It was a really creative approach, was Fig Factory's one, where they use this standard Lego torso. Not standard, the super old Lego torso with just, like, the little shoulders, because it looked like it was in a straitjacket if you printed the arms across, so...
Yeah, I think I have that one.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Guess I got to replace it now.
And so then Ripley's getting sent to your cousin's toddler to destroy?
Well, I guess you could hit her with the flamethrower. So that's kind of
that is fitting. That is fitting. Yeah, I mean, for me, you got to keep Yakuza in the collection. That's just, that one's too legendary. Mm-hmm. He really knocked it out of the park with that. That is a lovely figure. Damn, I don't want to copy your list exactly, Skett, so I'll say I'll keep Ripley, because I really do like the jumpsuit. I think I'd use the jumpsuit more.
Yeah, it's really good, and the legs are really good on that figure,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. I'm excited to get it in hand, so I'll flip that one. You know, kind of hold it a little bit, and then flip. And then Lecter's going to get the axe. It's going to get the, whatchamacallit, just run over with a forklift, you know.
The Buff Emancipator.
Get that Buff Emancipator treatment. All right. Well, we made it through. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys about this. Any last words for the audience?
I'd like to thank the Academy. You know, no, but for real, Billy, thanks for this. This was fun. This was cool.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you for coming on. Any last words, Dash?
Speaking of flipping Ripley, if anybody's got a lime one, send them my way.
Oh, for real. If you have a light pink one, hit me up. Actually, I was so surprised. So I found the high-res image of it, and I posted my story. Somebody hit me up saying they have it. I don't know if they meant that they have like one in a different color or the light pink one. I'm going to follow up on that. But if I could ever secure that thing, that'll... Woo! That's it. I could stop collecting there.
But yeah, thanks for having us on. And I guess I can quit bugging you about it. I'll send the bribe your way after this is over.
Of course.
And that was my conversation with Dash Bricks and Sketbrock. If you're interested, please go check them out. Their Instagrams are linked in the bio. Thank you all for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes. I want to give a huge thank you to all of our patrons over on patreon.com. We have Seth, Luger Enthusiast, Tupolev, Mike, Justin, Francisco, Dashbricks, PK Custom Lego, Milo, Dr. Xbox Live, Jay, The Space Cowboy, and Minibigs. I cannot thank you all enough, and if you're interested in supporting the podcast as well, you can check out the link tree in our Instagram bio, which will lead you directly to it. Thank you all again for listening, and make sure to tune in next week. Goodbye.